USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. A winter storm expected to move across the central plains and upper Midwest this week is projected to bring snow, sleet, and freezing rain to parts of the country. Snow is expected to hit the Great Lakes by tomorrow, the heaviest in parts of Minnesota. Freezing rain will also be felt in parts of Nebraska and Minnesota. Officials are warning of potential tornadoes in the south. The weather caused evacuations at a jail in Sacramento. Inmates were transported to nearby correctional facilities. The Sacramento County Sheriff's Office says the weather caused road conditions to erode near the correctional center, raising the threat of flooding at the facility that grew by the hour. The suspect in the deaths of four University of Idaho students is due in court tomorrow in Pennsylvania, and we're learning more about what led to his arrest.
The arrest of Brian Koberger Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania capped weeks of investigating that included more than 200 interviews and processing about 20,000 tips. CNN reports investigators focused on the Washington State University grad student through DNA evidence, confirmed his ownership of a car seen near the crime scene, and tracked him for several days before Friday's arrest. But those sources and other law enforcement officials are not saying anything about a possible motive or whether Koberger knew the victims. I'm Richard Johnson.
The new XBB 1.5 Omicron subvariant is sweeping across the nation just as the holidays come to a close. COVID-19 Advisory Board member Zeke Emanuel tells MSNBC the variant is getting by antibodies that are created from infection or vaccination. He also gave his best recommendation on what you can do to protect yourself.
Individually, the best thing they can do at the moment, masks. N95, really high quality masks. You can't control what's out there in the airports or what's on a train or what's going to be in a shopping mall.
Travelers from China must test negative for COVID before arriving in the U.S. This is USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Disgraced crypto CEO Sam Bankman-Fried is set to plead not guilty to fraud charges. Reports say the former CEO of FTX, who is accused of stealing billions from customers since 2019, will plead not guilty Tuesday in a New York courtroom. He was extradited from the Bahamas after his company collapsed. He's charged with fraud in New York City and faces over 100 years in prison if convicted. Twitter CEO Elon Musk has teased that this week's Twitter Files report will focus on Dr. Anthony Fauci.
In recent weeks, Musk has been increasingly critical of the longtime leading infectious disease expert. The Twitter Files are the work of journalist Musk has assigned to address controversies at the intersection of politics and media. The most recent Twitter Files release focused on how both the Trump and Biden administrations leaned on Twitter to moderate content during the COVID pandemic. The now former National Institute of Health Allergy Infectious Disease Director retired on Saturday after 38 years in the role. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A 24-hour public wake is being held for international soccer legend Pelé in Brazil today. Thousands lining up to pay their respects outside the stadium where he played. Pelé's coffin will be carried through the streets of Santos just outside Sao Paulo on Tuesday. The three-time World Cup champion died last week after a battle with cancer. The drummer from Earth, Wind & Fire has died. Fred White joined his siblings in the band in 1974 and contributed to breakout hits like Shining Star and Saturday Night. No cause of death has been given. White was 67 years old. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender, cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.